Today's daf is Chulin daf Tes Zayin. We left off in daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah and Tes Vav Amud Beis had told us about the various items that you may or may not shecht with. So it had said that a magal yad, which has two sides to it, one smooth edge and one rough edge, so the shechita is going to be kosher, a rock, kana, a reed, the shechita is going to be kosher. And then the Gemara had a discussion about whether something is lechatchil or b'diavet, right? We had this discussion about something that was talush, something that was mechuber and then talush. So the Gemara had said that from the lashon of hashochet, it sounds like hashochet is only a din b'diavet, but you're not supposed to do it. So the Gemara wanted to know. I understand very well if you have a knife that has two edges and one of the edges is mamish going to make the animal not kosher. So I understand why that's only a b'diavet, but why a smooth reed or a smooth rock? What would be the problem l'chadchila to shecht with such things? So the Gemara had said the chilek is talush and mechubar. There's a difference between whether it's attached to the ground or not attached to the ground. And we had quoted that if you shecht with something that's mechuber lekarka, it's a machlokas tanoim. Rebbe holds that something mechuber lekarka is pasul, and the Chum say, and Rebbe Chia rather says that if you shecht with something mechuber lekarka, it's kosher. So kosher b'diavet, but still lechadchila you're not supposed to shecht with something that's mechuber lekarka. So now plugging that back into our Mishnah, just trying to get back into the flow over here, plugging that back into our Mishnah says that if you shecht with these items, it's kosher b'diavet. So it sounds like we're assuming like our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Chia, and it's telling us that b'diavet, it's okay. The only problem is, we have a brisa that says that lechadchila you're allowed to shecht with these items. So who would hold that lechadchila it's okay? Rebbe holds it's pasul, and Rebbe Chia holds it's only kosher b'diavet. So who's going to be the author of the brisa? So essentially, we have two known shitos, and two statements of Tanaim that we need to try to match up. The two known shitos are Rebbe and Rebbe Chia. Rebbe holds that it's possible even b'diavet to shecht with mechubar. Rebbe Chia holds it's kosher b'diavet. And the two known statements of Tanaim are, one, the Mishnah that it's kosher b'diavet, and two, a brisa that says kosher l'chadchila. So the Mishnahs are probably lining up with Rebbe Chia. But the brisa goes to the other extreme. It says kosher l'chadchila. Rebbe says it's even possible b'diavet. So the brisa is not going to line up with anybody. So the Gemara says, no, really, Lolam Rabbi Chia and Afil Lichadchila. Rabbi Chia really holds that Lichadchila you're allowed to shecht with these items that are mechuber lekarka. Why does he discuss a case of b'diavad? So what we're changing now is not the brisa or the Mishnah, we're changing the sheet of Rabbi Chia. We're saying we misunderstood Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia didn't hold b'diavad it's kosher, he held Lichadchila it's kosher. The only reason we discuss a case of b'diavad as opposed to a case of Lichadchila is to tell you that b'diavad Rabbi holds even b'diavad it's no good, to show you how strong Rebbe holds his opinion, that he goes to the other extreme. So normally when you have a machlokas tanaim, you want the machlokas to be as small as possible. Over here we're making it much larger. The machlokas is that Rebbe holds even b'diavad it's no good, Rebbe Chia holds even l'chadchila it is good. So there's no shita that holds that l'chadchila it's okay, but b'diavad, l'chadchila it's not okay, but b'diavad it is okay. If there's no shita that holds that, so what did we just do? We covered for the brisa, which we didn't have a shita to line up with, but we now left the Mishnah exposed. Because now the Mishnah that says that l'chadchila it's no good, but b'diavad it is okay, is going according to nobody. So that's where we left off. Just by the way, l'hodiacha kocho de Rebbe, that concept of l'hodiacha kocho is almost always used in the context of l'hodiacha kocho of the person who's being more makil. Over here, Rebbe is the one that's being more machmir, saying even b'diavad it's possible. Why do we always go with the one that's more makil? Because of the concept of koch te'etera adif, that we always want to let you know the koch of the one who's makil. It takes a lot more to be mekel than it does to be machmir. So if you look at Tosos just points this out. He says, "V'lo chayish lashmiin koch te'etera de Rebbe Chia de kvar hashmiin and bebrayso de b'kol shoch de b'tolos b'mim mechubar." It's unnecessary for it to highlight, for the Mishnah to highlight the shita of Rebbe Chia, which is the more mekel one, because the brisa was already explicit about that. So we don't need to highlight, so that we can have the machlokas in the context of a b'diavad, but it's not necessary to highlight not in the Mishnah, but in the way we record the machlokas Rebbe Chia and Rebbe, it's unnecessary to highlight the shita of Rebbe Chia because we already have an explicit brisa that does so. But normally you're always going to find that it's called Chedera Teira. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So about 10 lines before the end of the page. So Gemara says, "Vel Masnisin D'Ktani Hashochei D'Yavin L'Chadchila Lo." Now that we're understanding that Rabbi Chiya holds even L'Chadchila you could shach b'Mechubar, and Rabbi holds even B'Di'Avid it's no good if you shach b'Mechubar. So our Mishnah that says, if you do it, it is good, which implies l'chadchila you shouldn't, but b'di'avid it's okay, money. Lo Rebbe, v'lo Rebbe Chiya. It lines up with nobody. It's not Rebbe and it's not Rebbe Chiya. E Rebbe Chiya feel l'chadchila, because Rebbe Chiya would hold, even l'chadchila you're allowed to shecht with mechubar. E Rebbe, d'yavid nami lo. And if it were Rebbe, Rebbe would hold even b'di'avid it's no good. So says Gemara li'olam Rebbe Chiya, really our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Chiya, v'afilu l'chadchila. And the Mishnah is telling me not that b'di'avid you're allowed to shecht with mechubar, but that even l'chadchila you're allowed to shecht with mechubar. U'masnisin d'ktani hashochet, when it says hashochet, Rebbe he. Sorry, the Mishnah is going like Rebbe. I mean, really, Rebbe Chiya still holds l'chadchila, you're allowed to shecht with mechubar. When it says hashochet in the lashon b'di'eved, that's assuming like Rebbe. So, frak the Gemara, kasha to Rebbe at Rebbe. But wait a second, Rebbe didn't say b'di'eved it's okay. Rebbe said b'di'eved it's not okay. So how can you have on the one hand the statement of Rebbe that b'di'eved it is okay? That's our Mishnah, if you're assuming our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. And on the other hand, this is the explicit statement of Rebbe that it's puzzle. So the Gemara answers, and this is going to be the subject of today's daf in its entirety, pretty much. Lo kasha kan b'mechuber me'ikaro kan b'talashul b'sof chibro. There are two different types of mechuber l'karka. Sometimes you have mechuber l'karka that's always been mechuber l'karka, and sometimes you have mechuber l'karka that was once detached, and then you are mechaber it. Mechuber l'karka that's always been mechuber l'karka is a much stronger form of mechuber. So when does Rebbe say that b'di'evit it's going to be possible? That's if it was always mechubar. But if it was talishul b'sov chibro, l'chadchila he doesn't recommend it, but b'di'eved the shechita is still going to be kosher. It's important to note, what the Gemara has just done is concluded that l'shitas Rebbe we now know the din 100%. We know what Rebbe would say about every case. Talishul b'sov chibro, Rebbe would hold l'chadchila you shouldn't do, but b'di'eved it's going to be kosher. Which is interesting, because later on we're going to raise a shayla, what about talishul b'sov chibro b'shechita? And the Rishonim are all bothered. What do you mean, what about? We just concluded right here what Rebbe holds about Talashul B'Sof Chibro. So anyway, but that's the way to resolve the contradiction within Rebbe. So frak the Gemara, now that you mention this idea of Talashul B'Sof Chibro, Uminat Temer D'Shani Lan Be Mechubar Me'ikaro L'Talashul B'Sof Chibro. How do you know that there's a difference between Mechubar Le'ikaro and Me'ikaro and Talashul B'Sof Chibro? How do you know that there's any halachic difference between the two cases? So says Gemara D'Tanya, we have a Braisa. Hashochet B'Much If you shecht with a wheel, you have a knife attached to a wheel, and the wheel spins, and the knife just goes across right across the neck of an animal, that's shechita is kosher, if you're spinning the wheel. If you shecht with something that's mechubar lekarka, the shechita is kosher, says in the Braisa, not sakin bekosal v'shachet pashkidasuk sheira. If you stick a knife into a wall and you shecht with that knife that's stuck into a wall, shechitas kasher. Hayitzur yotzei min hakosal kana ola me'ela v'shachet po shechitas upsula. But if a smooth-edged rock were sticking out of the wall, or you have a reed that has a smooth edge that's growing from the ground, the shechitas is going to be pasul. But wait a second, kashin adadi. I don't get it. We spoke about certain cases of mechubar and we said that the shechitas kasher, namely the case of the we said beferish mechubar lekarka shechitas ukshera, and the case of not sakin mekosel, those are all mechubar. And then we speak about a case of the reed growing from the ground, the rock coming out of the wall, and all of a sudden it's pasul. So which is it? Ah, elalav shmamina shani ben mechubar meikaro l'talushu b'sof chibro shmamina. So it must be that there's such a chilek between that which is mechubar meikaro versus talushu b'sof chibro. If it was mechubar meikaro, it's pasul. If it was talushu b'sof chibro, then it's going to be kosher b'di'avad, and that's how Rav of the Rishonim paskin, that's how the Rambam paskins in the first paragraph of Hilchos Shechita Halacha Yates, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerodei Simon Vav, and what you see from that is that min haTorah, if you have talush l'b'sof chibro, it's dino ketalush, because we wouldn't say shechitas k'sher b'di'avad if min haTorah was dino k'mechubar. So it's a very strange thing that even though it's mechubar l'karka right now, if it was once detached on a daraisa level, the halacha would be that it would be considered talush. Fine. Amar Mar. So we had mentioned in this brisa, Hashochet b'mochni shchitasu k'sheira, that if you shecht with a wheel, the shchita is going to be kosher. V'atani shchitasu p'sula. But we have a brisa that says that the shchita is going to be pasul. So which is it? It says, well, lokasha, habisarna de pachra, habisarna de maya. It depends what powers the wheel. Is it a hand-powered wheel, in which case you're the one that's considered to be doing the shchita, and therefore it's okay? Or is it a water-powered wheel, where it's hydraulic power, and that way you're not the one, it's not your koach that's actually powering the wheel, and that's going to be the problem of the shchita. It's not a din of mechubar or whatever. It's an issue of, are you doing the maisa shchita? If a maisa shchita happens on its own, if an animal is running and happens to run across a smooth reed and slit its neck, that's not a shchita. Shchita has to be dafka through your koach. So that's the difference. Viba yisema, or no, maybe the difference is the following. Havaha b'sarna demaya. They're both talking about water-powered wheels. V'lokasha, habakach rishon, habakach sheni. One is talking about the first koach and one is the second koach. What that means is, when you open up the dam that allows that initial gush of water to come out and start the wheel turning, that initial gush is considered your koach still. And therefore, that shchita is going to be kosher. But any wheel, any water that continues to flow after the initial gush is no longer considered your koach. That's called koach sheni. How do you measure what's called the initial gush and what's not called the initial gush? Probably not so easy. But if it's dammed up, it's, you know, it doesn't seem so difficult. You can see when the water is coming at a greater volume, at a greater pace than it will in the long run, that's probably the initial gush. Once it settles into a certain pace that it's going to stick at, as a, you know, that it's going to stay at, so that would probably be called koach sheni. This is a very critical area, a very critical discussion in halacha. Let's just read another couple of lines. V'chiyad amar Rav Papa, like Rav Papa said, Hayman de kafte lechavre. If a person ties down another person, and then he lets loose a dam of water that flows over the person who's tied down and can't move, or miss, and the guy therefore drowns, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. My taima, why you chayiv? Where's your maisa of ritzicha? Where's the act of killing? It's considered your arrow, that water that you let flow over him, that you caused to flow over him, is your arrow. And however, that's only true if it was the initial gush of water. But if it was koch sheni, then it's only grama, then it's not considered your maisa, even though obviously you don't win any mitzvah contest, you obviously are responsible for the man's death on some level, but you're not going to be chayv misa for an act of murder, because it's only considered grama, it's not considered direct. So there you see the chilek between koach rishon and koach sheni. If you look at Tosfos, on this, Tosfos discusses this case, he says, wait a second, what about the fact that you tied him down? Aren't you chayv misa for that? That was an act that you did directly on him. So Tosfos writes, v'akfisa lo mechayv, delomi, certainly for tying him down, you're not chayv. Delomi b'yahaya omitra mekavto b'mekomo depater. First of all, if the guy was standing there and you just tied him in his place where he already was, then you certainly pater. Afilu yosof mayim lavo alav. Even if you knew that the water eventually was going to go there. Delo rabbi rachmanu mitzamtzei l'makom shehizchel ahezek kvar. The only time where you're going to be chayiv for holding a person in place is where the water had already started to flow, is where there was a fire already coming in that direction, and the person was there, and you hold him down there and make the fire or the water come and kill him. But avol sof chom lavo, avol sof mayim lavo pater. But if it had not yet begun, but you know it will happen, then tying him in place where he's already standing, you're going to be pater. Not only that, Tosa says, even if he wasn't standing in that place, you schlepped him to that place and you tied him down in that place. I feel the kafta b'makom acher, ve'hiviu sham pater. Even though normally when you schlep someone somewhere, you would think that if you know that water is going to go there, you're going to be chayiv. The maishlami isha baruch mitzuya dein chilek bin makariv eish etzal adavr lemakariv adavr etzal eish. Right, when there's a fire, it doesn't matter if you bring the fire to the item that's being burnt or you bring the item that's being burnt to the fire. Either way, you're going to be chayiv, because after all, the Gemara tells us about kofiv komasu shel chavero lifnei adleka sheyichol olav baruch mitzuya chayiv. If you take someone's grain and you bend it in the path of of where a fire is going to come with a Ruach Metzuya, all the fire needs is a Ruach Metzuya to continue down that path, so you're going to be Chayiv. But still, says Tosfos, in our case, you can be Pater. Meaning, you take a guy, you schlep him to a place where you know for sure water is going to come and kill him. You tie him in that place, you're going to be Pater. Why? Because what was the case? Not that you knew water was going to come, you caused the water to come there. When did you cause the water to come there? After he was already tied down. So the moment you tied him down, water was not necessarily going to come there. It was all dammed up. Then you went and opened up the dam. And now when you opened up the dam, now the water was going to come. But now he's already tied down. You're not tying him down at this moment. So therefore, only the koch rishon, which is of water, which is your own koch, are you going to be chayiv for? The koch sheni, you're not going to be chayiv for. V'amadish kolom chayiv b'koch sheni. He says, what's it similar to? The dom lezarak chetz utris biyado v'kadam ba'atzbo v'silikas utris to pater. It's like you shoot an arrow, the guy, the victim, is holding the shield, which is able to block the arrow, and then you quickly outrun the arrow, and you grab the shield out of his hand. You have to outrun the arrow, maybe you have a string attached to the shield or something, so you shoot the arrow, and then you yank the string, and you pull the shield out of his hand. So neither act is an act of murder. When you shot the arrow, he was protected. When you unprotected him, that wasn't murder, that was just unprotecting. So that's what it's similar to, Tos says. So this chiluk between koch rishon and koch sheni has a lot of nafkaminas in halacha. The most extensive literature on koch rishon and koch sheni is in regards to machine matzahs. When machine matzahs started being made, the big issue was that it was all chametz. That was because the machines hundreds of years ago weren't up to par with what they are today. Nowadays, there are people that are machbid. There are some briskers that are machbid to dafki eat machine matzah because they're choshish that human beings can't keep track of what's chametz nearly as well as the machine can. The machine will do a much better job of avoiding the isur chametz. So one issue you find a lot of the literature that we could pretty much ignore nowadays because the Metzius is totally different, is that it's all chametz. But the other issue is that when you're making matzahs mitzvah, it has to be l'shem matzahs mitzvah. You need l'shma, so you need the maisa l'shma. It needs to be done through koach rishon. So when you push a button and then the machine goes for hours and just makes thousands and thousands of matzahs, is that all called koach rishon by pushing the button? So that is the discussion in Poskim, whether that initial press of the button is all called koach ha'adam, or do we assume that it's called koach sheni, or maybe only one run? How do you define it? By a dam, you open it up, so an initial gush of water is koach rishon, and then when it dies down to a normal pace, that's koach sheni. What about the electricity? It's going to stay the same pace the whole time, so how do you define koach rishon, koach sheni? Very, very complicated area of halacha. Another area where this comes up is when it comes to a company that makes wine. So you have the press and the grapes in one room, and in a totally different room, you have a machine that someone is operating that could be operated by a guy. So is the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh Kuf Chavhei says that if it's kocho of a guy that's pressing the grapes, then you have a Yayin Esach problem. If it's koach kocho, it's secondary koach, then it's not a problem. So what do we call kocho? What do we call koach kocho? The other place where it comes up, Shar Mitzian Balacha says, is by using hot water on Shabbos from the sink. Because when you turn on the hot water, what's the issue? That cold water is going to go in and get boiled up in the boiler. So that's a gram bishel. So is that called kocho mamish, or is that only koach kocho? The water that goes into that water tank, is that directly kocho, or is that only koach kocho? So these are the variety of places that such a discussion is going to matter, whether it's actually your koach or only koach kocho. Says Gemara Vayter, Yosef Rav Achari de Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia kamei de Rabbi. Rav was sitting behind Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia was sitting in front of Rabbi. Yosef Rabbi v'kamer, and Rabbi was sitting in darshening, and he said, Minayin l'shchita shu betolish. How do we know that you're supposed to shecht dafka with an instrument that is not attached to the ground, that's detached? How do I know? Shnemer, because the pasuk says, Vayikach es ha-machelas l'shchot. He took the knife to shecht. Avram Avinu takes the machelas in order to shecht Yitzchak. So Amalei Rav le Rabbi Chia, my kamer. What are you talking about? What are you saying? Amalei vav d'chsiva ufta kamar. It's like writing the letter vav on the trunk of a tree, where if you ever write on the, you ever try to write on the trunk of a tree, it's not going to come out smooth. It will be broken. The letter vav is going to be broken in a million places because you're not writing on a smooth surface. So he says the raya that you bring is like the vav on the trunk of a tree. It's some sort of Talmudic expression. I mean, it's all broken up because there are a lot of holes in your raya. You're trying to tell me that Vayikach Smachelis is a raya that Yeshech Betalush. It's not a good raya. So says so that it's not a good raya. Vakroka Amar. It's a pasuk. How much can you do better than a pasuk? So he says, no. Kras Rizusi Davram Kamashmalan. All the pasuk is coming to teach me is the Rizus of Avram Avinu that he wanted to go and take a Machelis just in case he doesn't find a smooth reed on the top of the mountain, so he came prepared. But it's not a raya that you dafka have to take a knife that's talush. It could be that a reed that's attached to the ground is also okay. He was just nervous, zrizus. He was nervous that he wouldn't find one. But it's not a raya for the halacha. Now the Pardis Yosef points to the Shach al Torah where he says that why dafka did Tzipora take a tzor velo sakin, a rock and not a knife? And he says because the barzel in general doesn't have a chelek b'kedusha because of the pasuk lo sanif alei and barzel that you're not supposed to have barzel by the mizbeach, so it doesn't ever want to say the word sakin in the Torah. He says that's why by the Akedah it uses the word ma'achelas, even though ma'achelas means a knife, we never want to say the word sakin directly in the Torah. Very strange word. Exactly what that's talking about, I'm not sure, because the halacha is in Reish Samach Dalet in Hilchos Mila is mitzvah min amuvchar lamul bebarzel. That's adraba. No, barzel you're not allowed to bring by the mizbeach, but barzel absolutely have mitzvah min amuvchar.
Yes, and what's the halacha mean? I mean, even if he was waiting to see a reed over there, it doesn't mean of taking the reed off the ground. It wouldn't be mechubar anymore.
No, that's true, we don't know, but we're trying to bring a raya that you have to use talush. We can't bring a raya what you have to do from the fact that he happened to have brought a knife.
No, I'm saying even the halon, you know, even if you say that he could have used the reed that was there, doesn't mean he could have cut it off.
Of course he could have, but and therefore you wouldn't have had a raya either way. So we're saying, but we think we have a raya from the fact that he dafka took something that's talush. So we say, no, it's not a raya, because it doesn't prove anything. Now the Maritz Chiyas over here points out the Gemara Numa has an expression, Anan me Avram nekum v'nigmar. Well, we can learn halachas from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu lived before Matan Torah. There was no mitzvahs of the Torah that he had to observe. So the Aruch says that's what the Gemara means. We don't learn from Avram Avinu. He was not in Tzavin mitzvos. The Yerushalmi in Moikatan says, famous Yerushalmi, quoted in Tosus in a few places in Shas, that Ein lemeidim mikodem Matan Torah. We don't learn from before Matan Torah. Tosafot Katan quotes this Yerushalmi. We don't learn from things that happened before Matan Torah. Only Isnagus Tovos, Chavivus HaMitzvah, Musar, these kinds of things we learn out from before Matan Torah. So you know what? It makes a lot of sense. Zrizusei d'Avram. Good. That's good to learn. The Zrizus of Avram Avinu. But to learn Halacha anyway is very difficult before Matan Torah. So, if you look at Tosus, though, Tosus says, no, we do learn something lahalacha from this pasuk. Minay l'shchita shebetol shem raviyikach esmachelis, says Tosus, in Tomar, v'haikra b'kachim ksiv, de perik atodu b'sov perik dam chatos, nafkal meyachal d'kachim tunim kli. We learn it, not only do we learn from this din, from this pasuk, we learn a different din from this pasuk. So Tosus is really asking, how can we even have a havamina to use this pasuk teach me that shchita needs to be betalush? We already use this pasuk teach me that when you shecht kadshim, you dafka need a kli. You know why Avram took a knife and didn't wait for a reed? It's not because you need talush, it's because you need a kli for kadshim. It's a din in kadshim, not a din in shchita in general. So says Tosus, v'am rabbein atam dili in talush, gamrina nam yachulin, miduch siv l'shchotas b'no avlok siv l'shchotas ha'ola. So he says there are two separate limudim. The fact that you have to use a kli could not have been a din to learn by chulin, because kachim in general is what always needs kli shares. But the fact that you need to use something that's talish, that applies to chulin and not to kachim. And he points out different parts of the pasuk teach me the different things. So wait a second. So we're actually trying to learn two things from this pasuk. Maritz Chayes points out the Gemara Numa seems to say that you're not allowed to learn anything from Avraham Avinu. Now we're learning two separate things from Avraham Avinu. So Shechitas Kachim is not really such a kasha, because Bnei Noach are already Mitzuvah and Kachim. So you can learn that from Avraham Avinu. So that works out very well. What about the shechita in general of using a talush. So the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says, no, that's only Zuzu say to Avram. L'maskana, that one doesn't stand. So in the end of the day, we can only learn from Avram Avinu that which he was mitzuva in. Whatever he was not mitzuva in, we cannot learn from him. Amarava, shitali talush ubsof chibro. So now we're just going to discuss this concept of something that was once talush and then you were mechabrit. So we already discussed in regards to shechita, Rebbe's shita is l'chadchila, you shouldn't use it, but the evidence is going to be okay. What about other areas of halacha? Is it considered mechubar or is it considered talush? It says Rava, pshitali talush l'b'sav chibrolin v'alus chav ma'avi talush. When it comes to avod zara, it has a din of talush. Why does it matter whether something is mechubar or talush when it comes to avod zara? So the halacha is that if I go and I bow down to something that's talush, I make it asr as avod zara. But we have a drasha that harim Eloheim alaharim v'lo harim Eloheim, that if I bow down to something that's mechubar l'karka, so then it's going to be tznaka. I don't have the power to asr it by being ovated. So Amar Mar Mishtach v'lebayis shalo asro. If your mishtach but to your own house, you make it asr. But wait a second, your own house is made of building materials that were once talush and now are mechubar. So we see that it's considered to be talush. V'isal kletichav mechubar Eloheim alaharim v'lo harim Eloheim. If your own house were considered mechubar, then the halacha would be that it should not become asr when you're ovated. The fact that it is asr when you're ovated, so you see clearly that in regards to avod zara, talush ubsof chibro has a din of talush. That's in regards to avod zara. Le'inyan hechsher zra'im, in regards to being a machshir lekabel tumah, machshir food to be mekabel tumah, so that's tanoihi. That's actually machlokas tanoim. Why does it matter whether something is talush or mechubar in regards to hechsher lekabel tumah? So as we've discussed in the past, hechsher lekabel tumah is one of the zayin mashkim touches a food, and you're happy about it touching that food, it is then going to be machshir that food to be mekabel tumah. But that's only if it was if you were happy about the liquid coming in the first place. The first Mishnah in Machshirin says Kol Mashke Shetchilas Olaratzon. As long as you once wanted that mashke, that's enough to be machshir lekabel tumah. Even if right now you don't want that mashke to actually touch the fruit, you wanted that mashke for some other reason. You needed the rain to get something else wet, and then so you were happy that water was there, and then it went and touched the food. That's enough to be machshir lekabel tumah. But that's only if you wanted it for something that was talush. If you wanted it for something that was mechubar, that's not called chilas baratzon. So now, in regards to machshirim, we find that this is a machlokes time. What if you wanted the water, but for something that was once talush and is now mechubar? Is that called wanting for something talush, or is that called wanting for something that's mechubar? Ditnan, hakofa kara l'kosel, if a person turns a plate upside down on a wall, bishvil shetudach, in order that it should be rinsed off, hareze b'chi, he wants the water to hit it, but just to rinse it off, hareze b'chi yuta, and that's enough to be machshir l'kabel tumah, because the plate is detached, you want it for something that's talush. Bishvil shelo yilaka hakosel, ein b'chi. But if you're just trying to protect the wall, then it's not machshir. So aguva kasha. So wait a second. That's a stira minei ubei. It's a direct contradiction. Amrit, on the one hand, you say b'shvil shetudach hareze b'chiyutan. That if it's to rinse off the kli, then it is machshir. Habishvil shidach hakosel ein b'chiyutan. Sounds like if you're trying to move the water to rinse off the wall, then it's not going to be machshir. That's called mechubar. Then we say if you're just trying to protect the wall, it's not machshir. But it sounds like if you want to rinse off the wall, that is machshir, that's called talush. So which is it? Is the wall, which is made of building materials that were once talush and now mechubar, is that a din of talush or is that a din of mechubar? So Rav Blazer Tavra Mishanazu Lashanazu. It's a machlokes. It's 2 days. Rav Papa Amar Kula Chad Tana. Rav Papa says, no, it's not 2 deos. Habakosel Mara, Habakosel Binyan. There are 2 types of walls. Some walls are mechubar meikaro, and some walls are talush l'b'sav chibro. If you have a wall in a cave, for instance, no one made that wall. Kadosh Baruch Hu made that wall. It was always mechubar. But a kosel binyan, the wall of the building that we're in right now, that was obviously talush and it was b'sav mechubar. So v'achikamar, kofa karal kosel b'shvil shatudach. If you turn the plate over in the wall in order to rinse it off, hareze b'chiyutan, then it is machshir l'kabel tumah. Habishvil sheyudach hakosel ein zebuchiyutan. But if you're trying to rinse off the wall, that's not machshir, because that's called mechubar. mechubar. When is it called mechubar? By medvar mamur b'kosel ma'ara. That's only if it's a cave wall. Avu b'kosel binyan, but a regular building wall b'shul shaleilaka akosel u'deinu b'chiyutan. Then the only way you're going to avoid actual kabel tum is if you're just trying to protect the wall. Habishul sheyudach akosel areza b'chiyutan. But if you actually want the wall to get rinsed, then it is going to become hukshul kabel tumah. So you see, the second way of understanding this brisa is telling us that talush l'besof chibro is considered to be talush is not considered to be mechubar. So therefore would have the same exact din as avodah zarah. So at the end of the day, in regards to avodah zarah, it was pashut that it had a din of talush. In regards to hechsher l'kabel tuma, it's either machlokas tanaim whether talush l'besof chibro is din of talush, or it's clearly talush. Good. Now, by Rava. So I asked Rava the following shayla. Talushul b'sof chibro linin shchita mai. What's the din of talushul b'sof chibro when it comes to shchita? So the obvious question, as we said before, is what do you mean? Ask Tosus. Tem ma'ika mi bayle ha'asik nala'el. We just said at the beginning of today's shir. De la Rebbe di'evet kasha la Rebbe chia kasha nami l'chachila. That according to Rebbe, talushul b'sof mechubar is kasha b'di'evet. According to Rebbe chia, it's kasha even l'chachila. So what kind of shayla are you raising? Ah, I thought of a new idea. What happens to Sof Chibro when it comes to Shechita? V'ilo yada hanu braisos, and if you were unaware, the braisos that we quoted in Tezvav and Beis, when this Shaila was raised in the Beis Medrash, mikol malkol makach yesh l'chich masnisin, this Talosh l'b'sof chibro b'diavad kosher, you still want to have a good raya from the Mishnah, v'lo l'chadchila, that would be kosher b'diavad b'na l'chadchila, da'afilu mukim masnisim b'mechur me'ikaro, v'asr l'chadchila shami yidros, because even if the Mishnah is talking about something that's mechur me'ikaro, and we say you're not allowed to use the l'chadchila lest you do drisa, that same concern applies to the Talashul B'sov Chibro, that it's going to push down, the animal's neck is going to push down, as opposed to just having a cutting motion. If it's Mechubar, you have that, as long as it's Mechubar right now, you have that concern. So at least we would see that B'di'evan, that L'chachila, it's not good from the Mishnah, so it's not a wide-open Shaila. So says Tosos, Yeshomer Da'alibi de Rebbe Mibayle, we're asking within the Shita of Rebbe, did Dilma Havi Katalush Ukshera K'damrin La'el? We're not sure whether Rebbe in fact holds Mechubar Meikaro is different than Talashul B'Sof Chibro, or is the same as Talashul B'Sof Chibro. The Mishnah that's Machshir B'Diavad, maybe that's only going like Rebbe Chia. So we're asking within one Shita, and all the other Tanaim that you think you have a Raya to one way or the other, you could lock in according to the other Shita. We're asking only within Rebbe. So the Gemara is going to try to bring three rayas of Mar Makomos we've already seen. So raya number one, Tashma, Hayitzur Yotzim Nakos L'Shei Kana Olam Eilav, if a rock was coming out, it was protruding from a wall, or there was a reed that was growing from the ground. V'shachat po Shechitas Psula, and Yishach with it, the Shechit is going to be Pasul. So when you see a rock coming out of the wall, that sounds like Talashul B'Sof Chibro, and we see that it's Pasul. So it says, no, Hakumayaskin, because of Ma'ara, rock coming out of wall, talking about a cave wall, where it was always there, it was always Mechubar. Dekanami, Dekan, Dumi, Dekan Olam Eilav, especially since we juxtapose it in the Brisa with a Kana Olam Eilav, which obviously was always there. We're not talking about a reed that was detached and then you replanted. Obviously, it was Kana Olam Eilav, which was growing wild. So obviously, it was always Mechubar. So Shmamina, so that's why that is not a. It's clearly talking about something that was Mechubar Meikaro, and therefore we have no raya whatsoever about Tolashul B'sof Chibro from the case of Tzur Yotzi Min HaKosel. Okay, second try. Tashma, let's bring another raya. Not Sakin B'Kosel V'Shachet, by the same braisa. Said if you take a knife and you stick it in the wall and you shecht with that knife, Shechitas Ukshayr, the Shechit is going to be kosher. So don't you see that it's Tolashul B'sof Chibro and it's okay, it's kosher? Says Marano, Shiny Sakin, Dilamavatale. Maybe a knife is different. The reason by a knife it's kosher is because it's not even called Mechubar once you're Mechaber it, because you never Mevatal it to the wall. Even if you take a knife and you stick it in the wall, it's just there for now. But it's not going to, you have no plans of keeping it there. Our Shail of Talish Lubsov Chibro is something like the wall of a house where it was once Talish and then you want it to be there forever. You now are Mechaber it Lekarka and you want it to remain Mechubar Lekarka. The knife is totally different. So Tashma, third Raya. B'mechubar l'karka shechitas ukshera. If you shecht with that which is mechubar l'karka, it's kosher. And previously we said that that's talking about talashul b'sof chibro. So you see that talashul b'sof chibro is kosher. Says Marno, dilma prushikam farishla. My mechubar l'karka sakin dlam vatalei. Maybe that's just setting up the case of the knife, saying when is mechubar l'karka shechitas ukshera? When you're dealing with something that you don't plan on leaving mechubar for very long, like a knife. Like a knife that you stick into a wall, but anything that you do plan on leaving Mechubar for a long time, then it's going to be maybe it's taka going to be pasul. So therefore, we don't have a raya one way or the other. So that's the end of the discussion of Tal Shul B'Sof Chibro. So Tal Shul B'Sof Chibro, at the end of the day, Rava raises the shayla, tries to bring a raya, has no raya one way or the other. Shulchan Aruch Siman Vav Sif Beis writes, Hashochi B'davar Mechubi L'Karka L'Guf Kigon Tziporin V'Sheina Mechubarin B'Behema Shechitas L'Psuli Yishecht with something that's completely Mechubar, always was Mechubar, it's going to be Pasul. The way we came to the maskana previously within the shita of Rebbe, that if afilu in bitlo, even if you have something that was once detached and then you put it into and you make it mechubar, even if you mevatel it there, it's going to be considered to be kosher b'di'avid. You're just not supposed to shecht with it lechadchila. So what do you see? That talush b'sof chibro has a din of talush from the fact that b'di'avid it's okay. However, the Taz and the Shach, Taz and Sivkot Neh, Shach and Sivkot Vav, quote from the Rush over here in Chulin, who disagrees and holds talush b'sof chibro has a din of mechubar and it's going to be pasul. Because that, so it's a machlokas Rush and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch calls with the Rambam that the Rambam paskins Tal Shul B'Sof Chibro is kasher b'di'eved. The Rush holds Tal Shul B'Sof Chibro has din of mechubar. It's even going to be pasul b'di'eved. Why? Because it's nibayid olif shita. Rava raises the shayla, never answers the shayla, and therefore we go l'chumra. So even b'di'eved shkitaso is pasul because we assume that we go l'chumra and nibayid olif shita. So now what's the pshat in the Rambam? How is it possible that to say that talush l'b'sof chibro has a din of talush when generally say kol mechubar l'karka is kikarka? The Gemara in Shmuz ben Beis on Beis has such an expression. Anything that's kol mechubar l'karka is kikarka dami. So where does the Rambam get this idea that he has the right to say on nibayid l'vshita on the Gemara that talush l'b'sof chibro is not considered mechubar l'karka? Furthermore, the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Me'ila Perkei Halacha Hey. Ein me'ila ella bedover atolush min hakarka. That me'ila is only violated when it's tolush from the karka. Tolush b'sof chibro? No violation of me'ila. It has to dafka be tolush from the karka. So the Ram clearly holds tolush b'sof chibro as a din of mechubar. Yet when it comes to shechita, he tells us that tolush b'sof chibro as a din of tolush. So the truth is, because the Mishnah already raises this steer in the Rambam. And not this theory, another theory in the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Ches Halacha Dalet writes that if you're mishtachva lebayis banui, it's asur banah, even though mishtachva lahar doesn't asur banah. Why? Because mishtachva to a bayis, it's talush l'b'sof chibro as a din of talush. So what do you have? What's going on over here? The Rambam writes that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, so it has a din of talush. So the Rambam holds that talush b'sof chibro is dino katalush, and Hilchos Me'ila says it has din of mechubar. In Hilchos Shechita, it's viter back to a din of talush. So which is it? He's going back and forth one way or the other. So the Kesef Mishnah says maybe because of chumra d'avodah d'zara, the Rambam wants to paskin that it's dino katalush, but that doesn't help for Shechita. Why do we want to consider it talush in regards to Shechita? What mishum kula de Shechita? What's that about? So in Shirei Arav on page Sadi Vav, he quoted the Rav quoted from his father, from Moshe Soloveitchik, Yisod, Rav Shefti used to say in Shir all the time, that you have to be mechalik between the different teams. How is it shayach that we have a question whether Tolosh L'Bosov Chibro is considered Tolosh L'Mechubar, and we have one possibility, in the Gemara itself, by Avodah Zarah we said it's Pasha that it's Tolosh. And yet, then we discuss, not in regards to Avodah Zarah, then what we discuss in regards to Hechsher Zrayim, and all of a sudden it's Machlokas. And then we get to Shechita, and it's Yibayit Lo'ev Shechita. Well, if we were Poshet the Shaila for Avodah Zarah, shouldn't that be Poshet the Shaila all the time? So even within the Gemara it doesn't make sense. Forget about all the Rambams. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained that we have to be Mechalik between Dinim that are Tali in the Shem Karka / Metaltalin, meaning whether something's Karka Metaltalin, that's one issue, and Dinim that are Tali in Mechubar versus Talish. There are some dinim that are about, is it karka or is it metaltalin? Other dinim are about mechubar versus talush. They are not the same thing. Karka is not the same as mechubar. Metaltalin is not the same as talush. By talush l'b'sof chibro, it has a din of karka. It does not have a din of mechubar, since it's not mechubar in a natural way. So any din that's totally in the shame karka, like einishba'en ala karka'os, einona ala karka'os, so then talush l'b'sof chibro will have a din of karka. So the in the dinim of shvua, dinim of ana, it will have a din of karka. And that's why there's no mi'ila l'btalish l'b'sav chibro. Because dino ki karka. Mi'ila is an issue of karka. So talish l'b'sav chibro is a din of karka. The issue of ana v'al dezar has nothing to do with karka. It's not talish in the shame karka versus metalkulin. It's talish in the shame mechuber versus talish. So in the Rambam, l'b'sav v'al dezar, he writes, kol shame b'al tfis liyar adam v'la asaw adam, afal b'shenever areza mutab ana, l'fichach ovde kol Chavim ha'ovdim es ha'harim v'esagvaos v'esayilanos v'esabehema areilu mutarim ba'na. So, meaning, what is the Rambam saying? That if you mishtach v'lahar, you don't ask it, not because it's karka, but because ein bo tfisas yad adam. So that's why even if you're mishtach v'lebehema, you don't make it aser. Why is mishtach v'lebehema not aser? That's definitely metaltal and it's not karka. So what do you see? It's not totally in the din, in the shame karka. The din of v'lezara has nothing to do with the shame karka. It's totally in the din of tfisas yad adam. So therefore, talo shul b'sof kibro, when it comes to v'lezara, the Gemara says it's davar pashut, that it has the din of talish, because it does have tfisas yad adam. Talo shul b'sof kibro, a person had to detach it and then reattach it. And this is Miyashev, the stira between Mi'ila and Avod Zara. It's Miyashev everything. And that's when you bring it back to Shechita, the Ram says, if you're Tole Shekana or a Shein or Shekatzat Zara Tziporen, you take a rock, a fingernail, any of these things that are sharp, so when you shecht with them, it's going to be kosher. Mm-hmm. And if you are then know it's Bekarka, you're not supposed to shecht with Milchadchil, it's still going to be kosher though b'diavad. But if you shecht kishein mechubarin mitchilas priyasan, but if you shecht with them when they were mechubar initially, that they were always mechubar before you ever remove them, then the shechita is going to be possible. Why? Because the mechubar, the psul of mechubar when it comes to shechita is not tali in the shame karka. It's tali in chibur. Chibur means a natural connection. That's the yisod. This comes up in many places. An eved is dino kikarka. So what does that mean? That an eved is the darkei kinyanim is dino kikarka. For everything is dino kikarka. He is metaltel. So you have to look carefully by each halach of the eved. Are we dealing with din karka versus din mechubar? Okay, vaitu in the Gemara. It says Gemara Amar. No, it's not because of a shak v'ashk nazik sheira. If you stick a knife in the wall, you shak with it, it's kosher. Amar avan nomer shmo lo shon lo shon sakal mal v'tzar v'beim l'mata. That's only if the knife is on top and the behemoth's neck is below. But if behemoth's neck is on top, we're afraid the weight of the neck is going to push down on the knife, and that's going to be a psul in the shechita. It's not going to be a slicing motion. But we had a brisa that said it doesn't matter which is above which. Either way, it's going to be kosher. So two answers. Number one, amar azvid l'tzadim katani. It's teaching two different dinim. Sak in the matav v'tzar beim l'malo betalush. When the sakin is underneath and the neck of the animal is on top, so if as long as the sakin is not attached to anything, it's okay. Saka l'mal v'tzar beim l'mata b'mechubar. But when the sakin is attached to something, then it needs to be on top. Second answer of Papa Amar Bo'ofa de Kalil. No, it's a very light bird. A very light bird, the sakin could even be underneath the neck of the animal because the bird doesn't have any weight to push down on the knife. There are five halachos about a sharp, smooth-edged reed. Number one, ein shochtin ba. You can't shecht with it. Number two, ein malin ba. You can't do mila with it. Number three, vein mechatkin ba basar. You're not allowed to cut meat with it. All of these things are because, splinters might come off of it, and then it will be dangerous. Well, by shechita, it will ruin the shechita. By mila, it will be dangerous. By cutting meat, it will be dangerous, because it will be stuck in your meat. Vein mechatzin ba shinayim. You're not supposed to use it as a toothpick. Vein also can cut your gums. Vein mekanchim ba, and you're also not to use it to wipe. And we're assuming that means to wipe after going to the bathroom. So frankly, Gemara ain't shochtin ba. You're not allowed to shecht with it. Vatanya bekol shochtin b'mitzvah b'mitzvuchus bein bekromish shalkana. It's beferish in the Mishnah that you're allowed to shecht with the smooth edged reed. Amar papa b'simuna da agma. Now it depends on what kind of reed. A kind of reed that doesn't have splinters that come off of it, you're allowed to shecht with. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. Vein mechakim b'basar raf papa mechatich. Even though you're not supposed to cut meat with it, Rav Papa would cut certain parts of the fish with it because it was very clear parts of the fish, and if a splinter came off, you would see it, so it wouldn't be dangerous. Rabbi Rav Huna would cut bird meat, which is very soft, and therefore he wasn't worried that it would splinter off. Forget about because of the fact that it splinters. Anyway, you should not be mekaneach with it, because because any time you mekaneach with something that fire can easily burn, it's considered to be dangerous. So Amrav Papa kinuach pi maka kamrin. No, we're not talking about wiping. You have to go into the bathroom. We're talking about cleaning off a wound. That you're not supposed to clean off a wound with it. That's because we're afraid of splinters and has nothing to do with the ruach ra or with the sakana issues that are associated with wiping. Okay, we'll stop there at the 2 minutes.